It's an absolute pleasure being in your company. Thank you for allowing us into your space. Now, when it comes to social change, many people look at South Africa and this apparent miracle that we represent, right? But when it comes to the gender pay gap, we definitely are lagging behind as a country. Now, the International Labour Organization conducted a study showing that amongst permanently employed employees, individuals in this country, women earn 22.7% less than men do. And for part-time workers, it's even worse. Women earn 39% less than men do. The same study has also found that South Africa has the highest world wage inequality. Slaan may do it. I mean, that is hectic stuff. So you are joined this morning by Lindiwe Sebesho, who's Executive Committee Member of the South African Reward Association. So, Lindiwe, good morning. Thank you for joining us on the show.
Good morning, Kino, and thank you for the opportunity.
So, absolute pleasure. So what's the link between the South African Reward Association and the International Labour Organization?
Well, the International Labour Organization is an organization that looks at various labour issues. And I think from a South African Rewards Association, part of our work is to make sure that we advance fair pay practices and make sure that our member organizations and professionals who are part of the association adopt policies that advance the rights for fair pay amongst all people that are employed.
Much needed. I'm sure you guys have dived into this report. You've taken it apart. You've looked at the nuances and all the rest of it. So which sectors are the worst offenders when it comes to this gender pay gap?
Well, I think gender pay gap exists in all sectors. It is unfortunately one of those things that have not necessarily progressed despite quite a number of regulations, including in the South African context. The Employment Equity Act has now a requirement for employers to make sure that work of equal value is remunerated fairly. So I would say generally all sectors have this problem. However, it does seem like sectors where they are highly feminized jobs, in other words, where those sectors employ a lot of women, for instance, the services sector, healthcare, and so on, you find that generally the wages of women are lower, but also, you know, in terms of progress, there's much less progress. And I suppose it's also a function of supply and demand, because you would find that the employers in those sectors perceive women as highly available for those roles, and therefore they can afford to pay lower wages.
So most of these employers and these companies are run by men?
That is also a fact. I think there's quite a number of reports that have also indicated that top ranking jobs in the South African economy are still predominantly occupied by men.
I mean, where does one even start with turning this around, though? I mean, I'm sure you still deal with nonsensical attitudes like, well, women can be pregnant and therefore take off 4 months and therefore we can't pay them as much.
That's true. I mean, the report talks about the motherhood penalty, which really makes reference to the fact that women tend to, because of obviously being traditionally seen as the responsible people for raising children, and therefore sometimes having to interrupt their careers, that also has an impact on their ability to continuously earn because they are perceived to not always be available. But also, interestingly, the report also indicates that the work ethic of a lot of women, together with the high education attainment that they have achieved in recent years, dispels that myth. So it is really not fair to, have that motherhood penalty.
But I mean, if you hit someone with that type of penalty, it's you're essentially saying because you're a female, we are going to discriminate against you because you can potentially bear a child, which is nonsense.
Absolutely.
So how do you actually move forward to this? So you've got this not-so-wonderful report. You can use that as a stick. You've got you're sitting with pretty much patriarchal society when it comes to a lot of the corporates. How in the world do you actually affect change as an organization?
I think the one thing about South Africa is we have to appreciate that there are regulations that require employers to actually make sure that they adopt fair pay practices. And as I mentioned earlier, the Employment Equity Act is one reference. However, we've seen that its enforcement hasn't been effective so far. So we need a much tighter, regulatory enforcement framework. We also need to make sure that corporates themselves are held accountable through a number of structures that they have. For instance, a lot of corporates have boards, they have corporate governance structures that can actually ensure that morally, not just legislatively, it is required for corporates to make sure that their policies advance fair pay practices.
Yeah, it's one thing to, I'm sure one has to apply pressure at the board level so that executives can actually comply. It's one thing to say, there are these practices and there are these laws, etc. But people tend to find ways around it, which is rather scary. So
true that.
So, yeah, good luck is all I can say to you. But, if you had to advise the president tomorrow on structural changes that need to be made in order to ensure that this can be achieved, right, what would you say to him?
I think, as I said, we welcome the regulatory advancements that we have seen as a country. However, it is not getting us to the level that we need to be fast enough. The studies, as we have referenced, show that it will take many, many years if we continue at this pace. Mm. So what I would say to the president is we really need to enforce these regulations. But at the same time, we really need to deal, to your point earlier, with the patriarchal society that tends to undervalue the contribution of women. And yet it has been proven by many studies that diverse and inclusive societies achieve a lot more, especially when those societies are fair and treat their citizens appropriately.
Well, there we go. Well, Lindiwe Sibesho, thank you very much for your time, Executive Committee Member for the South African Reward Association. It is-